Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mom Life: A Snarky Adult Coloring Book by Papeterry Blue is an English-language adult coloring book built around the everyday comedy and fatigue of motherhood. Centered on short, witty sayings and humorous illustrations, it uses familiar mom life references to turn common parenting frustrations into light entertainment. The book belongs to the broader adult coloring category, but its subject matter is narrowly tailored to mothers and gift buyers looking for a playful, relatable format rather than a generic pattern collection. Based on the available material, it contains 32 themed coloring pages and is presented as a stress relief activity that combines creative focus with humor. Its appeal comes from the way it frames motherhood not as an idealized experience, but as something chaotic, exhausting, and often funny. That makes it both a novelty item and a practical downtime book for readers who want a quick, low-pressure creative outlet with a clearly defined emotional tone. But I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, motherhood humor as the book's central design principle. The defining feature of this coloring book is not the act of coloring alone, but the way the pages are built around snarky, mom-specific humor. Its illustrations and captions draw on familiar parenting sayings and household realities, creating recognition rather than surprise. That matters because the book is aimed at readers who do not need abstract encouragement. They need an outlet that acknowledges how repetitive, messy, and mentally demanding motherhood can be. By using jokes that rely on shared experience, the book turns coloring into a form of comic identification. The humor also softens the usual seriousness associated with self-care products. Instead of presenting relaxation as serene and polished, it suggests that relief may come from laughing at the chaos for a few minutes. This makes the book more culturally specific than a typical adult coloring title and explains why it is frequently positioned as a gift item for moms who appreciate dry, self-aware humor. Secondly, a relaxation tool built around short, low-commitment creative sessions. The book is structured as a compact activity rather than a large long-form coloring project. With 32 pages, it offers enough variety to feel purposeful, but not so much material that it becomes another demanding hobby. That balance is important for the audience it targets, because time is part of the theme. The marketing language associated with the book repeatedly frames it as something a mom can enjoy during a rare moment of quiet, which positions the coloring experience as brief and realistic. In practical terms, this makes the book less about artistic ambition and more about interruption management, a short, contained task that can be started and stopped easily. The value proposition is therefore emotional and procedural at once. It gives the user something tactile to do while also reducing the pressure to produce a polished result. For readers who want a simple decompression activity that fits into fragmented schedules, that limited format is a feature rather than a drawback. Thirdly, paper quality and medium flexibility shape the user experience. A notable practical element in the available descriptions is the emphasis on reasonably thick, high-quality paper designed to reduce bleed-through. In an adult coloring book, paper quality is not a minor detail. It determines whether the book can support markers, pencils, or other coloring tools without disappointing the user. This is especially relevant here because the content is meant to be casual and accessible. If the physical pages cannot handle common media, the humor and theme would matter less in actual use. The paper claim also suggests that the book is trying to compete with more standard adult coloring titles on basic manufacturing quality, not just novelty appeal. Single-use joke products often sacrifice usability, but this title appears to make at least a modest effort to function as a real coloring book. That improves its credibility as a gift and raises its value beyond a one-time gag item. For buyers, the paper description signals that the book is intended for practical coloring, not merely flipping through. Fourthly, a gift book framed for moms, mom-to-be readers, and Mother's Day buyers. This title is positioned very clearly as a giftable item, and that framing is central to how it is likely purchased and used. The audience extends beyond current mothers to include moms-to-be and people shopping for Mother's Day, which broadens the book's commercial use without changing its core identity. The gift appeal comes from its combination of humor and familiarity. It communicates that the giver understands the pressures of motherhood without resorting to sentimentality. That makes it suitable for buyers who want something more specific than flowers, candles, or generic inspirational books. The book also fits a social gifting context because its snarky tone can feel personal, humorous, and lightly irreverent without needing a long explanation. In that sense, it functions as a low-risk gift for recipients who already enjoy adult coloring books or who like self-deprecating comedy. Its strongest retail value is not literary prestige, but its ability to signal recognition, levity, and appreciation in one compact object. Lastly, why the book stands out in the crowded adult coloring category. Adult coloring books are abundant, but many rely on generic mandalas, decorative patterns, or broad inspirational themes. This book distinguishes itself by narrowing its subject to a very specific lived experience, and then sustaining that focus through its visuals and captions. That specificity is important because it gives the book a clearer identity than many competitors. Rather than promising universal calm, it promises a particular kind of comic relief for mothers who recognize the tension between caregiving and personal downtime. The result is a product that sits between humor gift, self-care item, and casual coloring book. That hybrid positioning is part of its durability. It can be bought for the joke, used for relaxation, and appreciated for its thematic consistency. In a category where many titles feel interchangeable, this one is memorable because the theme is concrete and immediately legible. It does not try to be broad, and that restraint is one of its main strengths. In conclusion, Mom Life is Snarky Adult. Coloring book is best suited for readers who enjoy humor rooted in everyday parenting and who want a low-pressure creative activity rather than a demanding artistic project. It will appeal most to mothers, moms-to-be, and gift buyers looking for something that feels personal, useful, and lightly irreverent. The practical benefit is straightforward. It offers a brief way to relax, focus, and momentarily step away from the pace of family life. The intellectual value is modest but real, in that it captures a recognizable cultural attitude toward motherhood, one that mixes exhaustion, irony, and resilience. What makes it stand out among adult coloring books is its highly specific tone. Instead of relying on neutral patterns or generic mindfulness language, it turns the stresses of mom life into the subject itself. That gives it a sharper identity than many books in the category and makes it more memorable as both a novelty gift and a usable coloring title. If you would like to support Papeterry Blue, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.